You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's 5:42 on a cold March morning. I'm about to get into a taxi to head up and meet Sid and Al. We're absolutely exhausted, but it's going to be worth it because we're going somewhere pretty special. We're going to Bilbao. So we've made it to the magnificent city of Bilbao, and we were greeted by an uncharacteristically sunny, warm and glorious day. We were expecting it to be grey and drizzly and typically Basque here, Sydney, but we've had a fantastic day in the Basque sunshine.
We drove through the storm and it came out the other side and it was lovely, yeah.
We did. I say we. Al drove.
Yes, yeah, we guided him.
We guided him.
Navigated.
We did. And we've been here in Bilbao. And we wanted to come here because we've spoken a lot about Athletic Club and what a special sporting entity it is. But we thought now's a good time to come up and tell you guys a little bit more about this club. They're having a tremendous season, battling for a Champions League spot and into the final of the Copa del Rey, a competition which means more to them than probably any other club in Spain. More on that a little bit later on. We're sitting here recording outside a pretty special place. It's a place called Ibaigane, which is the headquarters of Athletic Club institutionally, I guess, right? This is the offices. And we've been inside and we had a look inside. And it's a pretty extraordinary place here. And I think it's important for people to know about it because it gives you more of an idea about this club, about the history and how closely it is tied to its history.
Yeah, and it's a stunning place, an old, I suppose you could almost call it like a stately home, couldn't you? It tends to get referred to here as a palacio, a palace. It's wood panelled, it smells of tradition, it
yes.
feels like a deeply traditional place. It's how you imagine the kind of the original oak panelled boardrooms of football stadiums in the late 1800s. It's I think it says a lot about Athletic, the way that, because this wasn't always their property, the way that they brought it, the way they restored it, to try and express that idea of that their offices are a place where tradition is always present. And there are photographs on the wall, there are paintings everywhere. It's a really special place, which I do think gives a very strong sense of this being a club that I think more than any other in Spain, genuinely think more than any other in Spain, is aware of its history and wants to preserve and celebrate that history and the traditions that go with it.
It really is. And we've been walking around the city, and this is a big city, and it's a big one club city, and there are quite a few of those in Spain, but I don't think any are bigger than this place in terms of the size and in terms of the reach of the club. And we've also been and spoken to the Athletic Club Foundation, who do a lot of work, and I think the work that they do helps us to understand how and why athletics reaches is so far, and how the I was going to say the word, use the word devotion. I think how athletic is kind of integrated into every part of daily life here almost.
Yeah, yeah. It's a social institution as much as a footballing one. There is a very clear sense of it being part of the identity of the city and, of course, the entire Basque Country, in particular the province of Bizkaia. But I think the whole of the Basque Country, of it being, if you like, a vehicle to communion, a vehicle to identification, and you're right, and it's very, very present. So we've been along Pothas today, which is the long, narrow street that runs right up to the side of San Mamés, and it feels like every bar has got either an Athletic flag hanging outside or Athletic pictures on the walls inside, or more often than not, both of those things. There is a sense of its presence walking down the streets and seeing a huge amount of buildings with Athletic flags up, and actually not very many now compared to what there will be on the eve of the Copa del Rey final, because I think that will be a kind of a moment to express it. And I think there is a pride here and a sense of it being integral to who they are, which I think you're right, I think is felt more profoundly than just about anywhere else I can think of.
It was interesting to speak to Galder from the foundation. He was explaining some of the things that they do here. And one of the things that they do is they give a bib to every newborn baby in the province of Bizkaia, where Bilbao is. Every newborn baby gets a bib which says, "Welcome to this great family," and has the Athletic Club crest on it. They also give out certificates for kids who have been in a hospital and have come out the other end and are okay now, and it says, you know, well done, you're a champion, you've behaved well, you come out the other end, and the Athletic Club crest is there. So it's not just football, and I think those little gestures help us to understand how the feeling of Athletic Club is fomented.
There was something very interesting that I thought Galler said. Well, he said lots of very interesting things, but one of the things that he said...
He didn't want to talk to us in English, by the way.
No, we did ask. Yeah. I tried to persuade him, but he was explaining the work they do, and for those who are not familiar with it, Athletic do the kind of charitable stuff that foundations normally do, but they have a cultural manifestation, which I think is really interesting.
Yes.
So every year they have a Letrasi Football Festival, which is essentially a literary festival around football, hung on the idea of football, hung on the idea of culture. So, for example, this year they've got a former footballer who actually played for Real Sociedad talking about the book that he's written. It's a brilliant book. I've mentioned it before. They've got they're bringing a load of TV commentators up here to talk about it and so on. So all these kind of cultural events. The other one they do that's very famous, and I've talked about it before, is the film festival that they do here. But the thing that I thought was really interesting is with that reading festival, one of the things they do is they take players into schools and they talk about books and they discuss books together with other people, and they do reading clubs that involve players. But he said the key thing that I thought was so striking, he said, everything we do, we ensure that we do it on their level. This isn't a superstar player comes in and talks to you and you all look up and go, oh, that's so and so. It's we come and we do it together and we make it part of the same community on a level pegging. Now, of course, we know that footballers are well paid. We know that they are deified. We know that they're iconic figures as well as being people. But certainly the foundation is really keen to stress that idea that we're all the same.
Mm. Yes, and it was pretty striking to hear that. So that's kind of the background to what Athletic Club is about. And it's not just about the football. And dare I use this phrase, it is more than a club.
Absolutely is. There's no doubt about that.
It is. It is. And you do get that sense being here, walking around and speaking to people who work in the club. We've also been to San Mamés, inside an extraordinary stadium, right in the heart of the city as well, which does enhance the presence of the club. The fact that it's not in some industrial state outside of town, it is very much in the heart of the city. And we were very fortunate to sit down and have a chat with Ander Herrera, who is such an excellent, excellent talker, as you'll see. We'll put out the full interview in a separate podcast because it deserves to be heard in full. But to begin with, we asked him what it was like to play for a club who used the phrase unique in the world.
In a daily basis, you notice that this club is special, is different. The way a long time ago, the people who created the club decided to compete is something that makes us proud. As I always say, I'm not an Athletic fan since I was a kid, because I was born here, but I moved to Zaragoza when I was 3 years old. But this is special. This is different, and you fall in love with the club when you are inside, when you realize how important is the club for the society. It's something that I say always. Even people who they don't really like football, mm-hmm. they are Athletic fans. And that's something that you don't see in other places. So, yes, it's special, it's different, and I'm so proud to represent Athletic.
Of course, because as you said, you were born in Bilbao, which is why you can play for Athletic Club, because I'm sure a lot of people listening will know, but if they don't know, to be able to play for Athletic Club, you have to be either born in
or raised
or come through a youth academy in the Basque Country, which is...
It's not something that is written. It's not a written philosophy. I don't know if that's good in English, but it's something that has been respected by everyone during the history of the club, all the presidents, all the boards and everything. And in my opinion, you know, when things are not in the best moment, I mean on the pitch, some people, you know, you start listening some rumors.
Yes.
Like maybe we should change the philosophy, we should open a little bit the philosophy because we cannot compete this way. But for me, in my opinion, it's something that should never change. Even if one day the club or the team goes to second division,
has never happened. It's never happened.
No, and I hope it never happens, but can happen. So even in that moment, in my opinion, the philosophy should never change, because this philosophy, this way of competing, is what makes us different and what makes us, as you say, special and unique in the world.
I mean, it's really interesting hearing you talk about this, because as you say, you were born here, but you weren't raised here, and you came through as a Real Zaragoza fan.
My dad played for Athletic.
He came through in the youth academy,
exactly. Yeah? He played until he was 18, and then he went to Erandio in third division, and then he went to Salamanca. He promoted to first division, and then he played in first division, but he couldn't do it in Athletic, which he is an Athletic fan.
He's a fan, right?
Since he was a kid, and he couldn't make it, and I could.
Does he say to you that you're lucky, and for you to appreciate the opportunity to do something that he would have loved to have been able to do?
Yeah. He says that he would have loved to play for the club of his heart, and he couldn't make it. I remember, he said to me that in those times, Athletic used to win leagues and cups, and the team was so strong, so it was not so easy to play for the first division. That's why he had to make another way to be a professional football player. He has more than 200 games in first division, but not in Athletic, which is a pity for him.
It's not just your dad, obviously. It's every footballer who doesn't qualify to play for Athletic is missing out on something special. So you can be a Liverpool player, or a Manchester United player, or a Real Madrid player, or a Barcelona player, but to not have this opportunity. And I remember a few years ago, there was an interview with Iñaki Williams after a cup semi-final. There was a mention of Messi, and he said, but Messi will never get to do what I get to do, however good Messi is. And so there is genuinely a kind of a sense of good fortune for you guys. And there must be other players who almost wish they could qualify to play for Athletic so that they could experience this.
It's something that I used to talk a lot with Juan Mata. Juan Mata is one of my best friends in football. We understand football and life in the same way. And I always say to him that I feel sorry for him, because he cannot play for this club. And this club would fit so well with him and with the way he understands football and life. Yeah, absolutely agree. Messi cannot do it.
One of the few things
I
can't do.
I didn't say that to Messi.
But
you should have done it somehow. Find a past grandfather or something, some excuse.
But no, it's interesting just sitting here and talking with Ando. We'll be speaking here for a few minutes. And as someone who didn't grow up as an Athletic fan, you fully understand what this club is all about. And obviously, most of the squad came through and were Athletic fans from a young age. But even someone who wasn't, who's come here, it's difficult not to, as you say, sort of fall in love with the mysticism about this place.
Absolutely. I always say that you cannot change the team that you support. Mm-hmm. Since I'm going to die one day being Real Zaragoza fan. It's my club. It's the club. When I was 3 years old, I started going to La Romareda. Mm-hmm. I fall in love with the club, with the smell of the grass in the stadium. My dad used to work there, so I used to go with the players to at the end of the training sessions to play a little bit when I was 3, 4, 5 years old. So I became a Real Zaragoza mental. I mean, I was. But when you come here and you see what this club memes and the way this club competes, I always think I would love my club to be a little bit more like Athletic. And it's something that I don't know if one day I will work for my club, but it's something that I will try to introduce or to push a little bit more. This club has identity, and it's something that for me is key. You see the young players that promote to the first team, the way they respect the players that have been in the club for a longer time. You see the way they don't run or they don't try to things to do the things faster than they should. You know, they respect the times, they respect the club, and something that I love of this club is that the badge is always above everything. No one thinks is bigger than the badge, and no one thinks is bigger than the club, and it's something that I love.
The badge is also everywhere as well in Bilbao. Yeah. You see that it is everywhere, and you always say, Sid, that you know this is like the Real Madrid or the Manchester United of the Basque.
Well, that's the other thing. You're talking about the badge is bigger than anything else. I think one of the things that probably from outside of Bilbao people don't always appreciate is that this club is huge.
Yeah, it is.
As an institution, it's huge, and so. You know, you've played at PSG and you've played at Manchester United, and obviously those are massive worldwide clubs. But this club really does have a kind of a magnitude that I think people from outside maybe don't always appreciate.
Yeah, I agree with you. Maybe because the way that we or the club compete didn't allow to keep winning trophies in the 90s, in the 2000s, you know. So that's why maybe the club hasn't been appreciated as a huge club in the world. But if you go to the streets and you ask people, they don't give up. I don't want to say that.
they don't care.
They don't care about Real Madrid, Barcelona, Manchester United, Liverpool, Bayern Munich, Juventus. They think Athletic is the biggest thing in the world. That's why we are here. We are going to play a cup final and we are fighting for Europe with local players.
Let me ask you about the competition thing. I think is really interesting because, of course, when we look at the policy that Athletic have, we think about a policy that doesn't allow Athletic to compete. But I wonder if sometimes the opposite is also true. It's a policy that does allow Athletic to compete because that unique identity means that this team maybe is more competitive than it would be if it was purely a football club and it was based on the money and the players you could bring here.
I agree. Absolutely agree. Sometimes that identity, as I said before, make the players better, make the players perform better because they feel part of it. They are fans. They know in the stands they have 2,000 friends or 2,000 people that they know, a family and everything, and that takes the best out of them. That's what I think as well. Maybe you put that shirt in the shirt of other team in those players and they don't perform as well as they do here, because they feel part of it. And that's something that, as I say before, should never change, in my opinion.
One other small element on that competition thing, and you've been at big clubs and clubs with different identities, is this an easier club in some ways? Is it an easier dressing room because you have a group of players who have been brought up the same way, with the same ideals, with the same identities?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, because you get more opportunities. If one player makes his debut and he makes one mistake, maybe in another club they have the capacity to sign Argentinian player, or Brazilian, or one from France or from Poland. Here they have to give a second opportunity to that player. It's easier to become a professional football player. Of course, after you have to show or you have to prove that you are ready to keep playing and to perform as an Athletic fan. But in terms of becoming a professional football player, of course, in Athletic, you have always a second opportunity. In other clubs, maybe you don't. And in terms of adapting to the first team, and I think the same. We all talk the same language. We all know the club very well. Most of the people have been raised in the academy, so they know also the people, sometimes even the people that are working for the first team. Yeah, that's why you see Unai Gomez performing the base the way he does, or Jaureguizar when he plays, or Beñat Prados, or Paredes, or because they are used to. It's difficult to explain. You have to experience to understand what this club is.
The Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe plug-in hybrid is built for the best of both worlds. For the city buzz, for the call of the wild, for finding solitude, for sharing memories, for day trips, and for far-roaming adventures. Because with gas and electric capability, the Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe inspires you to explore more, to explore it all. Tap the banner to learn more. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
So there is something pretty special about Athletic Club. It is their selection policy, Sid, which is pretty unique as well.
Yeah, and Ander was explaining the way that that works, the way that, that plays out, what it kind of impact it has on the club, the way in which it helps the club to be special. But of course, one of the elements here is we talk a lot about it, we don't always define it.
Well, someone who can define it is their director of football, Mikel González.
We play just with Basque players, people who are born in Basque country or people who are format in Basque country. Born is very easy to understand. What is a format in Basque country? We cannot sing players from anywhere and say that he's format in Basque country because we took him when he was 13 years old and we put in our academy because he was very good player in, I don't know, in south of Spain or in France or in Portugal. This is not a format in Basque country. We mean format when one family come to Basque country to live, and because of natural decision, not because of football, because of work, because of immigration, because of family or something like this. So in this moment in our academy, we have some players that are not born in Basque country, but they come when they were, I don't know, 2 years old, 3 years old, 10 years old, and this is our philosophy.
Is this, from your point of view, almost a miracle in modern football, given the internationalization of the game, given the importance of money, given the fact that every other club in the entire world can take players from every other place in the entire world? You're the only club that does this.
I think it's a small miracle, but it's something that the club did during 125 years. So when you do this during so long time, we have to speak about hard work, about methodology, about the profile of people working, about the profile of direction, president. But if you explain the philosophy to someone that he doesn't understand football, for sure he's going to say that it's a miracle.
Does it make your job, your specific job, a lot harder?
I think that is for sure more difficult than if you compare my work with another sports direction in La Liga or in other sports directors of other clubs. For sure it's more difficult because I don't travel around the world to scout. I travel around me and for sure all my teammates. We scout a lot of games in academy. I can speak about players who are, I don't know, 10, 12 years old, 13 years old, 9 years old. We have more than 25 scouts in academy just for Basque Country region. We have more than 160 partnership clubs here in Basque Country. So my work is to connect all this academy work with professional football.
And when you see a player that you found, basically, come through the academy and then make it through to the first team. That must be one of the most gratifying things that can happen.
Our message is very strong and very direct. If you come to Athletic, you know that it's very difficult to arrive to the first team and to professional football. But here is the easiest place in the world to come to professional football.
And this current team that we're seeing at the moment, it's doing so well, it's playing such an exciting style of football, and it's got, obviously, lots of kids that have come through Lezama, and players that are young still, Imanol, Paredes, Unai Gomez coming through and coming into the first team. It's an exciting time for Athletic Club fans seeing these players come through.
We are in one of the best moments in last 40 years, more or less. We are in very good position in La Liga to arrive to European competitions after 6 years. We are in a cup final. We are getting these results with a very good identity, or with an identity in the pitch that we feel that is our identity. Supporters are very, very happy, but they are very happy for sure because of results, but also because of the way of play, because we have big rhythm, we are very vertical, we are very aggressive without ball, and I think that people are enjoying this season, so we have to finish this work.
If you get to choose between winning the Copa del Rey or qualifying for the Champions League, for a sporting director, when you're thinking about the impact economically and so on the club of the Champions League, what's the preference?
The preference is to work very hard and to fight to keep the two options, because we are in 90 minutes or 120 minutes to win the cup after 40 years. And Champions League is so difficult, but we have to fight until the end. Knowing that winning the cup is so difficult and getting the Champions League is also so, so difficult. But we know the history. I'm from Bilbao. I'm 36 years old. I have heard, I don't know how many times in my house with my family, histories from 40 years ago.
La Gabarra.
I don't want to speak about this, but I have heard since I'm very, very young. So I cannot imagine what can be this. And also I saw Champions League games here 10 years ago.
Just to finish up then, there's just one more question I wanted to ask you, and it's something we discussed with Ander as well, that obviously when we look at Athletic's policy, and we talk about how it's difficult to compete with Athletic's policy, with only Basque players in the team. But the question we asked Ander was, in some ways, is it easier to compete with that policy because you have a team that has an identity that's stronger, a togetherness that's stronger, a community that's stronger. And so there are some disadvantages, obviously, to not being able to go and buy a player from England or Argentina or Brazil. But there are some advantages too in terms of the construction of a group.
Maybe you want, I don't know, goalkeeper, because you don't have good goalkeepers in the first team. It's not the case.
It's not the case. It's definitely not the case here.
This is why I put this example. But sometimes when you can't choose in around 50 options and you have just 2-3 options, you know much better the player, his family, his agent, his contract situation, everything. You have seen, I don't know, 20 times in direct with all our scouts, and you take better decisions. And here, in the moment that they come to Bilbao or to Lezama, to San Mamés, his adaptation is immediately, because they know the players, they know everything. And from this way, and for us also, it's much better or easier to take decisions, because you know the players, like, I don't know, your players,
yeah,
and also your academy. And when one player is in B team or in C team, for sure it's not ready yet to play in La Liga, not in Bilbao, everywhere. But here you put the player and he gets the option and the chances to improve and to show his potential in La Liga. In other clubs, they don't give the options because they can't see an experienced central back or an experienced goalkeeper, and maybe sometimes they are not better, or they are not going to be better, or they are not, maybe in the short term they can improve a little bit the team, but in the long term for sure they are not going to be a stronger club or a stronger team. So we feel or we are proud about what we are. We don't have to change nothing because we are Athletic Club because of this.
So it was great to speak to both Ander and Mikel, both speaking very well. I mean, Mikel's doing an incredible job, by the way. He's only 36 as well.
He really is. It's extraordinary. And I was very struck by that part where he was talking about, you know, it's 40 years since they won something and he wasn't alive then, you know, and the impact that that's having and the work that he's doing. I think the thing that really struck me about both of them, and I think this tells you something about how different Athletic is, was the kind of the enthusiasm, the sense almost of wonder from both of them, despite being part of this. There wasn't a jadedness, which it would be really easy for there to be. There was a real sense that actually what they're doing, an awareness that what they're doing is special, an awareness that what they're doing really matters to people. And that's the fundamental point of this whole thing, isn't it? It's kind of football as a vehicle for something a little bit deeper. And that, I think, is probably the overriding feeling that you take away from being here in Bilbao and speaking to people at Athletic.
And for them to try and understand and interiorise the fact that it's not normal what they're achieving, you know, the cup success that they've had, the challenging for the Champions League, what they're doing now, it's not normal.
No, it's not. And it's an extraordinary achievement. And, you know, Mikel was talking about the idea that it can feel like a miracle, but there's a lot of work behind it. But, you know, you take a step back and you think about the direction, and this is going to sound very old-fashioned, and apologies for it, the direction that modern football is taking, the prevalence of kind of financial muscle being the thing that most defines whether or not you're successful. And Athletic, by the way, are not a poor club. They are a big social institution. They're a very, very large club and a financially very, very, very strong one. But of course, that has those self-imposed limitations. But of course, the beauty of all of this is you listen to them and it doesn't feel like a limitation. There's no kind of, you know, we could achieve if only we did this. No, that is never changing. That policy is never changing. What there is a recognition of who they are and an attempt, which so far is working, well, at the moment is working phenomenally well, an attempt to work within that and be successful within that.
I want to say thank you to Dan from the communications department who took us around today and opened a lot of doors and was saying that Bilbao is such a fantastic city, a wonderful place to live and visit and enjoy, and it really is. And we went for a drink, we went to some bars, we went to for some pinchos as well, but he said you know, don't tell anybody about it because we don't want it to be overrun. So guys,
we'll just let him down.
No, Bilbao's rubbish, do not come here at all, it's absolutely awful. Was that good enough, Dan? Hope so. We've enjoyed coming here and speaking to people involved in Athletic Club. Hopefully you've enjoyed it too. We'll see you next time on the Spanish Football Podcast. Adios.
Cheerio.